Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
And I'm Michael, and I'm back.
I am still a Johnny. And this time, I really didn't leave.
And we make up Anime Casuals, and we'll never leave you. I don't know. We may. We have to figure that out over the Christmas break, but we'll figure that out. Anyway, today for the casual discussion, I was talking to my coworker today, and it brought up a great idea for a podcast episode. Yeah, never talk to your coworkers. Don't do that. And I was just thinking to myself, wow, you know, because I was mentioning to them, like, hey, do you think you'd ever watch One Piece? Because I feel like One Piece is going to be going on till I have grandchildren. And they have grandchildren. So I was just thinking, it's only a matter of time till somebody gets into One Piece if they're a real anime watcher. And so I was just thinking, well, what are some of the possibility, or what are the reasons why somebody would or wouldn't get into One Piece? So I thought we'd just have this roundtable discussion, just talking about some of the pros and cons and stuff. I say we'll structure it like this. We'll just do one each. It doesn't matter whether it's a pro or a con. Just say what it is first, though. And we'll just do one each and just go around until we get sick and tired of hearing each other talk. So I'll start this one off with we can hear ourselves talk all day long. I wanted to start off with the obvious. We're just going to get it out of the way. The obvious con here. Which is, it is very long. This is like the longest anime that I think there is. I don't think anything comes quite as close. And so I think that's one of the biggest things is that people do not want to spend the time to deal with thousands of episodes at this point, five movies, or I don't know how many movies there are. It's probably more than that. There's a lot of episodes in this. And I don't know. I just don't know how. It's a lot of episodes to deal with. I started at episode like 300 or 400 or something like that, and even then, that was a lot. So, I don't blame anybody who says, "Oh, it's a big time commitment." But I'm just going to tell everybody this: it's only going to get worse from there. So you might as well start now. I was just saying, right? But what do you guys think about that? Do you guys think that there is like? Compared to everything else that's out there, like, you know, if we combine like Naruto and all the other shonen anime, like, do you think that's a wise time commitment to go into One Piece?
You know, if you're going to watch Naruto, to be honest, you might as well watch One Piece. Like, the initial investment to get into Naruto is, I think, equivalent to the time where you start really getting into One Piece. So, like, I don't like it when people are like, well, you know, I can't get into One Piece. There's just so many episodes. And I'm like, well, you know, like you must have watched another really long anime. Like, Naruto is above 600 episodes. You know, Bleach is above, you know, a couple hundred. But I mean, like, with another 50 on the way, like, what is that? But, like, I feel like Naruto, One Piece has the best, like, investment. It's like, once you're in, you just got... you know, months worth of episodes to watch. Like, you'll never, like, really get to the end of it. And then you have a weekly anime to watch every weekend for the most part. And then other people were like, oh, it's got so much filler. Like, I've heard that before. I've heard people say One Piece has a lot of filler. No, it doesn't. You're wrong. You're very wrong. It just has a lot of episodes. It has maybe 15 episodes worth of filler. Like, and almost nothing. But you can also use other websites, you know, to get through it. We have famously had a few friends use OnePace or whatever it's called that cuts out everything from the episode. And so, like, you can just succinctly watch it. I've actually gone on that website, and I think every arc is somewhat like 9 to 15 hours, worth of content cut down. So I think it's rather consumable, but yes, it's a large investment. But I think if you're, you know, not a real anime fan, because we're casuals over here, but if you just need something to watch, it's so much better than most other things you could watch.
Man, you really got me thinking about, like, are we casuals? I mean, man, yeah, we're like more than 1,000 long anime on this, and that's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, I think you both make really good points. At times, it's really long, and it's not even just, you know, so many years long. It's even each arc is something like at least 100 episodes sometimes. I mean, even I was thinking about it, what's the next comparison I can think of, and I thought of JoJo. Because, you know, each one is like 50 episodes, and they've been going on for, you know, I think they've got 7 or 8 seasons. I mean, 2 aren't out right now, animated, but so, I mean, it's definitely something to consider in that way. And I think you're right. It's also a really good anime to have just a ton of content. I mean, that's the thing. If you are going to burn through anime, you know, and you want something that's just going to last you, something you just put on the background, One Piece is great for that at times. Because you'll know the episode. Well, I was going to say, you'll know the episodes that are going to be important. But honestly, they could tease you with a little bit at the beginning, and then you're stuck in the episode anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I think length is important to consider as far as, you know, what's too long is for an anime and what's, you know, just your typical, like, 12 episode. But I don't know. I think One Piece is doing the best to make it work. And I think as far as really long series, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'd think about just other anime that are trying to do the same thing.
I mean, if you can watch Naruto filler or Bleach filler, you can certainly watch the long One Piece arcs. They're at least more interesting.
I mean, unless you consider, like, Gundam, because it's all in the same universe. I mean, that could be a really long one, but...
Nah. So, technically, nah. Or Fate.
Yeah, there you go. It's all in the same. Chainsaw Man, it's in Fate. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, with what Luggy said, my point would be the fact that actually watching One Piece from beginning to end, it's very canonical. So, unlike watching things like Dragon Ball Z or Naruto or Bleach, some of these long-running series have been around for a long time where they just forget about characters that they've added. One Piece is one of those few ones that are like, hey, let's bring back Alabasta. Let's, like, bring back the queen, Princess Vivi. You know, we'll bring back, like, characters that have been in the show since literally the beginning. I think our biggest one was, like, with Colby and the hypnosis guy, like, coming back from literally, like, episode 7 or something. Basically, when they found Zoro, like, this little boy's there, and then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, this boy's, like, hella important, like, coming back and, you know, some other, like, big points, that like, midway point, you see him come back. I forgot what the hypnosis guy is, but F that guy. So... they do a really good, Oda does a great job of really looping things back in that you think might have been forgotten about, but are actually really important to the series, or just, like, you know, little, like, nods of the hat to the readers. And I'd like to think that he has a giant bulletin board sitting in his room somewhere that's like, and then this character connects to this character, and then I'm going to bring this character back in 100 episodes or 100 chapters. It's going to be crazy. And it actually is, and I remember Lucky you getting into One Piece, I think shortly after Johnny. I don't really remember the timeline of, like, I just remember I've been watching it forever. And going like, oh yeah, I just remember, like, there was this guy who came back in, and it was like, you know, I was like, I think I recognize that kid. And then you were like, whoa, it was that guy. And having these, like, small revelations while going through One Piece. And to be honest, I follow a couple of TikTok people. It's like this husband showing his wife One Piece for the first time, who's just, like, kind of, like, laying in bed and, like, watching it. And they went through the Sky Island arc where Luffy's fighting the Enru. And her eyes, like, opening wide, like, when the reveal happened while they were fighting. Like, I'm like, that's why we
just
watch,
like,
yeah, that's why we watch One Piece, because there's epic battles and it's also hilarious. So, like, it really does do the comedy, like, shonen right. That's a second point that doesn't have to do with my first point, but you know. Yeah. I don't know if you guys want to build on that or if we're just going to jump to Johnny, but like that's my bit right now.
No, I think that's a pretty good point. I mean, I didn't think about it. I've heard that, you know, the creator of Dragon Ball Z just kind of forgot certain details.
Yes,
and
he just
didn't put them in.
Yep.
Like the tails, he was like, oh yeah, I forgot to grow them back in. Mm-hmm. Oh, so, I mean, you're totally right. One Piece definitely keeps
it's
that
like the
crazy
My Hero people.
Continuity.
Yeah.
And, you know, does not skip a beat on it. Man, I'm trying to think of something really bothersome about that show, and I don't know if it's their... what's the word I want? Recap. That's it. Their recaps are a little insane, and they can calm down on those a little bit. There's so much in there. It's okay. We don't need recaps. We'll pick it up as we go. We'll be like, oh, right. There's this like other fight out of the 70 other things that are happening at the same exact moment. And I just remember timing that out sometimes and being like, yeah, at this point, it's about 6 minutes. So go ahead and skip that far. And then what'd you have left for the episode? I mean, really not much. You had a couple things, you know, more recap basically. And then, you know, you're just waiting for Luffy to stop running so he can fight someone. So, I mean, that's probably my biggest gripe with that show. But,
you know, Johnny, I think One Piece is one of the very few shows that about every 50 episodes, maybe they could do a recap episode where it's just like, 20 minutes of going, hey, this is everything you have seen so far and all the different things. Okay, cool. We'll see you next week. It's like, you just know there's that episode, skip it, and then you can go on to the next week and you just get a, oh God, I remember. Or every 100 episodes where it's like, hey, this is all the crap they went through.
You know, I wouldn't mind that, like a map episode where we're just kind of like, let's take a look at what's happening everywhere on this place. Because, I mean, yeah, we touch on so many people and there really are too many people. Plus, it'd be kind of cool to see Otama's now animal army, you know, wrecking shop. But yeah.
Yeah, that's that actually brings me to a pro here, which is the world building of One Piece. It's probably one of the best world building anime I've ever seen. It's probably the biggest reason why I tell people to get into One Piece is, and actually another YouTuber brought me to this point and kind of got me into watching One Piece. I think literally the YouTube video is called Why You Should Watch One Piece. But one of the things he mentions is like, you can literally, like Johnny was saying, you can literally see on a map where these people are going. Why are they going? Like, you know, they're going here, then they're going here. What are they doing over here? Well, it's another part of the world, which, you know, they can eventually get to. Like, it all makes sense, right? There's the south, there's East Blue, there's, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, it all makes sense where they're going to. And so, you know, when people go certain places, it's not just like this throwaway place. Like, they may come back to it. That place may be referenced at some point. Maybe like somebody else went another way, because like not everybody starts in the same place. So seeing that is so cool. Like, it's so awesome to actually see the map. If any of you guys have ever played like any of the like the shonen games and stuff, a lot of times they'll have like an adventure mode where like you go through and you can kind of map things out. And you know, even like Naruto kind of got this weird where it's just like, once you get to the end of the village, choose which village you want to go to. You know what I mean? Like, like they just give up. They're like, hey, I don't know where these villages are, except for they're just somewhere out there. Like with One Piece, it's like, oh no, you can go from this place to this place to this place to this place. It's all mapped out, and it's just awesome to know that they're not just going in random spots, you know, that you can actually put it on a map and be like, oh, this is their way. So yeah, I love the world building in One Piece. Probably one of the best anime to do it.
Yeah. I think a con for the show is, I think there's like two parts of this. The one con is like how long certain arcs in the anime take, because they're kind of letting the manga go for a little bit. And you know, funnily enough, what a smart way to do it, instead of like making up a bunch of stuff to like fill in the spot like Naruto initially did. One Piece goes, hey, we'll just take this battle and elongate it a little bit. You know, there's certain moments that if you've been following us talking about One Piece, like, we've talked about the Whole Cake Island arc, for no spoilers, but you know, like, we've talked about things that we don't like about it, and are suffering while watching it. But then The only other thing would be when they get into battles, they split off, and realistically so, because in a battle, it's not like all the main characters are here and they're fighting all the main characters. It's like in One Piece, they take a little bit of a logical route. It's like, oh, well, everybody splits up to go do a bunch of stuff and help where they're needed. But that makes when you do these battles in One Piece, it's like, OK, now what's Zoro doing? Now what's like, what's Luffy doing? What's Sanji doing? So everybody's having a battle with another like higher up of the villain group. But when that happens, like now you're trying to show all of these battles in one episode, or one episode's dedicated to these two battles and this episode's dedicated to these battles. And it makes these arcs last a bit longer than maybe they should. And like the interest like spikes really high when you have all these like really epic battles. Like if we look way, way long ago, when they were battling, was it Alabasta? When Zoro was fighting the literal sword devil fruit guy. Yeah. Like he was fighting him, and then there was like a main battle with like Luffy and a crocodile, and then like there's all these battles going on, and then it was like a main battle in front of the clock tower that was happening. And all of this was going on, and it was elongating this battle, but it was still really cool because you were like, oh, well, Zoro uses sword, but he's fighting a man made of swords, so it's like, how is this gonna work? And it's like, oh, well, Zoro needs to remember how to fight cut through steel. It's like, whoa! Which, like, they do really good at, you know, a pro tossed in there at going, hey, here's a secret ability they unlocked that we've been hinting at for 1,000 years. But they take a little long. And if that's not your speed, like, I can see how One Piece might drag on for you.
Nice. I think my pro... For me, it's going to be the animation. I think the animation really has a unique style to it, and I even know some people who just don't care for the animation, and they just won't get into it. But I don't know. I think it's pretty unique, and I like seeing how it's kind of evolved. I mean, I'm not going to say too much into Wano, but there's some cool just scenes with petals, you know, and it shows how far the show has kind of come, and even just thinking about, you know, first couple episodes, I mean, it was, man, it was something. And, you know, then they introduced all this crazy hockey stuff and crazy second gear and nonsense, and it's all just really cool looking. And it definitely has a different art style than a lot of different shows. And I don't know if you can call it simplistic, but I mean, it works. Yeah. I mean, pirates, yay.
How could you go wrong with that, right? I think going back to what we were talking about with characters is, and this is one of my biggest gripes with Naruto, but one of the biggest strengths of One Piece is just the fact that they give all these characters a spotlight on the Straw Hat crew. I won't spoil anything like about how many there are, but there's a lot of the Straw Hat crew at this point. And just there's so many on the Straw Hat crew that it's like, wow, how do they put spotlights on them? Well, they elongate, like Michael was saying, they elongate a lot of these fight scenes, which I kind of wish Naruto had done. There's this famous group in Naruto called the Konoha 12. Nobody cares about them. It's basically the Konoha 3, and not even that. It's like the Konoha 2, and then it turns into like the Konoha 1. So I like that One Piece actually gives those people a spotlight. They say, hey, listen, this person's very important. And even people not in the Straw Hat crew, you'd be surprised that people, once again, like we said, who come back later and are an integral part of the story. And there's some people that I'm even still waiting for to become the integral part of the story, because I know we'll come back to them. So just seeing those little things planted and to see them come back up is so awesome. But yeah, like I said, for Oda to juggle these people around, because, you know, there are some, a lot of shonen, right? Like, I guess Fairy Tail would be a good example of another anime that kind of did this right, but for the most part, they have trouble juggling like five people. It's usually Natsu, Gray, Lucy, and Urza are the main ones, and then they just kind of go off, and maybe sometimes another person will pal along. This one, it's like, it could be anybody. Like, Luffy could be out for a little while, and then just, like, everybody, like, there could be a bunch of other people, and they carry it. That's the other thing, is they don't need the main character to carry it, like other shonen anime. Like, if Luffy's not in the picture, cool. Zoro will pick it up. If Zoro's not in the picture, cool. Let's have an episode with Brooke and Nami and Robin for like no reason. Let's like do something crazy, right? Like it's the chemistry between these characters is awesome. So yeah, the character building in this is awesome in it.
You know, Luggy, that actually brings up a point, which I'm just going to build right off of your point, is another pro is that, and related to the king of doing this is Naruto going, it's for my friends. But then it inevitably, he just does it himself. Like, he never relies really on his friends. He just says it's for his friends and for his, like, village. Like, he's like Fast and the Furious almost, except in Fast and the Furious, they care about their family and they actually do things together. In One Piece, they actually do things together, and Luffy actually, like, visibly goes, no, 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 no. Like, my pirate crew is literally my family, and he's morally great for the most part. He's got a little bit of Goku energy sometimes flowing through him where he's like, fight! But for the most part, he's actually a good leader. And what's even better is that there's no time where it's really like Luffy knows it all. He's supported by the people that work with him. There's several moments where like each person of the crew takes their turn to kind of be like, Luffy, we gotta do this, or like Luffy, we gotta go out and like help that person. And there's not really a bite back from Luffy going, oh, we can't do that. But it's like, you know, sometimes Luffy's like, oh well, you know, like I care about that guy. He's like, well, we've gotta uphold our like pirate code, you know. There's like a notable point where Zoro does that. But even like when Nami betrays the group, like really early on, like in the Shark Island stuff, even then, Luffy has some excellent top tier moments where he's like, hey, you my girl, I got this. And One Piece is scattered with these high emotional moments that, to be honest, in a lot of other anime, I have not experienced those. Like, there is these small little moments scattered throughout One Piece that really make me care about these characters and really hammer in the fact that, like what you said, Lucky, is like Oda focuses not just on Luffy but on the crew, and the crew like works symbiotically with each other. So that's something that's always dragged me back. It's just like, wow, you know, I couple tears on that moment that kind of hit my heart in one moment. You know, maybe made Johnny feel an emotion in another moment. You know, we're always looking for this.
You know, I hate to say it, another quick con. I mean, not to jump topics real quick, but they need to stop making movies. they're not good. I mean, I feel like the first couple were like, okay, I mean, this would have been fun in the show, and, you know, you could have expanded the world that way, you know, but then they blew it on the movies, and that's fine, I guess. But yeah, every time, it's just kind of like, crazy enormous thing. It's dead. It's fine. We're all safe. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. Mm-hmm. It's gone. Mind wipe. Pudding gonna come in and just take it out of your brain.
Hey, stop bringing that up. How dare you?
I was going to say, anyone who's not that far is going to be like, pudding? What? Why is pudding doing this? I love pudding. I love snack pudding. On pudding all the time.
Pudding. Yeah. Pudding's great.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think what really pushed it too far was this last one. Because, I mean, I got excited about it, forgetting that it was going to be a song one. And so then I went and saw it, and it was very quickly into it that we're just like, and musical. And it was insane. I just didn't need it. I mean, admittedly, there was like one song that I was like, okay, I don't hate this one. But the rest of them were like ridiculous, and she's broken, and she's a horrible person who's going to just end everything. And everybody knows about it, and they're not doing anything. Government.
Yeah.
World government from One Piece, I mean.
Dude, when the world government made Majin pudding, dude, I was kind of, that was wild.
That's a horrifying crossover.
Yeah, that was a bit much. That was definitely a bit much. They might have jumped the shark at that point. But yeah, I think, you know, just for like a last little quick round here. Yeah, one of the things that I absolutely hate is actually the movies kill any good ideas that like would have been. There's a particular character. I'm not going to say exactly who this is, but he's from a strong world, I believe. And just they completely threw this character out into this movie. and like just I was so angry that that he got done the way he did, especially with how legendary he is in the canonical One Piece, which threw me off so hard that they just threw this character away in the movie. But yeah, Johnny, you might be right. They maybe need to stop. But that's the one thing that Naruto definitely did better than One Piece was the movies. I think Naruto had some great movies out there. But One Piece, I mean, yeah, One Piece movies are little hit and miss, especially when you got Avril Lavigne doing a cover of a Nickelback song for your outro. Yeah, that happened, by the way, guys. That happened. People were probably looking at me like, that didn't happen. That is a thing. That is a thing. Okay, so yeah, maybe the movies do need to stop. Yeah, that might be a good point, Johnny. Just watch the whole anime. Don't watch the movies. You'll be fine.
Yeah, skip them.
Can I take a snipe at My Hero for the same thing? No. Stop taking good ideas and put it in your damn movie.
Yeah. They could definitely stop doing that.
Just need to stop. Like we just, like, you know what? Put some decent ideas, but don't make them like, hey, this super OP idea that could be used in the anime. No. We're going to put it in the movie because it's not going to happen. It's like, okay, guys.
No, I think Luggy had it totally right. Like, Naruto did it good. I mean, they had the whole, like, okay, he's going to go meet up with a movie star and go head out to, like, the north in the snow. No, he's never going to need to go back there ever again. Okay, and then we're going to have this super prison, and it's going to be insane, yeah, and we're going to have him locked in there for a couple days. Never going to look at it ever again. Every other time it's been like, go to this castle. It got destroyed. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's like, he just did it better.
It just doesn't matter. It's stuff that doesn't matter that's just fun to watch. Yeah.
It's contained, but like, just throw a little QB magic at it.
Yeah, it's nothing like, and this is the new way that the rubber fruit works. It's like, what? No, that doesn't make any sense. And he's only going to use this one move that he only uses in the movie. Why? I would say another good pro is that the power leveling in One Piece actually kind of makes sense. Unlike a lot of other anime where it's like, okay, now we're wildly in the air and people are destroying whole islands and like whole people are turning into amorphous blobs and fusing together and shooting their eyes at people. Like, it's like, okay, I don't understand what's going on. Code Geass does that well too. But anyways, One Piece just, he's like, oh, he's made of rubber. Ah, that makes him punch hard. Okay, cool. Slowly builds up to, you know, like learning about what hockey is, him developing new gears. His gear too, where he like pumps his blood faster. I was like, that makes sense. If you were a normal human and tried that, your heart would explode. And it's like, his heart doesn't explode because it's made of rubber. It's like, okay. And his veins don't shoot out of his body. Like, literal pressure, it doesn't matter because his body's made of rubber. So Oda was like, sat down and was like, okay, got it. Now, when he bites into his bones to blow them up with air, I'm like, that must hurt really bad. Although maybe made of rubber, it doesn't, but like, I'm like, okay, also cool. You're inflating the bones. So that way your actual giant fist is not just skin, it's bone. And that is going to hurt. And then we get into hockey and then other things that we're not going to talk about yet. But I mean, like the leveling up system and also showing like how weak and powerless Luffy's crew is against like higher level people is done really well. It shows like that they're moving up in the world. Unlike other anime where it's just like, and suddenly this person's the most powerful person in the whole world. Bleach. So like that kind of
just bring back dead people who they thought were dead, but they're not.
Yeah. Or just like suddenly, you know, I can't say this one because it's a spoiler, but you know, just other things happen where you're like wild. Like it'd be like if suddenly we discover Luffy has another devil fruit in him for some reason. It's like, he also has, you know, the electric fruit, you know, for no reason. You know, he ate it from the other guy. It's like, what? Okay, that doesn't make any sense, but okay.
The shonen no mi.
Yeah, and you know, they each get, you know, a master that they practice with, and then they get more powerful, and they learn new things, and then they throw in things that happen later. Like, it's all good. It's good. I like it. Good power leveling. Usually power leveling is annoying. And they also don't say, wow, Luffy, you're at 10,000 power. That bothered me in so many anime.
I feel like they kind of do, but weirdly, it's just better because, yeah, they don't label it with power. It just, your wanted poster is this much.
Yes. Yeah. Johnny, you know what? That's good. That's good. Yeah. It's like, you're just worth that much. It's like, it's not even a, like,
you're
well,
that much of a threat.
Yeah. You're worth a billion, but also this guy who's really powerful is worth a billion, but you're not like, we're not equating you. It's just like, you're both dangerous people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any last thing, Johnny?
No, I think I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. The one quick con. Well, hopefully it looks like Lucky's figuring that out. Quick con is, I wish all the crew members actually were important. You know, sometimes I wish like Nami and Usopp were better. That's just me.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, in like current arcs, I mean, they're finally touching on that a little bit. I mean, Nami's starting to matter, and Usopp might matter at some point. I don't know. He just needs to go back to Sniper King and just be confident in himself.
Yeah.
That's all he needs.
Yeah, I would agree.
I think there are more pros and cons. I would highly recommend it to everybody out there that watches anime. You know, and if you're going to spend all this time watching any other anime, I think this is one of the best. It's up there with JoJo, especially with the amount of references that are made. So highly recommend it for all you guys out there. All you anime watchers, casual and elites alike. But anyway, guys, thank you guys so much for watching and listening to the Casual Discussion. Remember, you can check out all things casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals@ real@gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep
it
casual.
Hey.
Test your mind.